You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. Each and every day from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Thank you to Impact Power Sports. They just committed to another fantastically productive ad campaign with your old pal EZ. Thank you so much for your support. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Go there for a Yamaha golf cart, perhaps a motorcycle, ATV, UTV. How about an e-bike, go-kart, motorcycle, you name it, they've got it. Scooters at Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Go to their website, shop online, visit them in person in Rockford, Michigan. All right, so welcome. It is a Big Fraud Wednesday. We will be doing our evening shows with Ben Glaze coming up on a Big Fraud Wednesday. We'll kick it off at 6 p.m. with Who Are These Freebeers? We'll talk more about Diddy in a second. I've kind of got my eye on the video feed as we speak. In fact, let's actually check in right now and see what's going on, because the verdict is in, but they're now waiting for the announcement.
Sex trafficking of Cassie Ventura. Count three is guilty for the transportation of Cassie Ventura. That is guilty. Count four, this is the sex trafficking of Jane. That's a pseudonym. Not guilty. Count five, we have guilty. That is five counts. We have a mixed verdict here. Again, count one, as it relates to racketeering, not guilty. Count two, as it relates to sex trafficking, not guilty. Count three, guilty. Count four, not guilty. Count five, guilty. Now, we should bring up here, Misty, all of these counts have a range of different sentences, a range of different
evidentiary burdens. The two that he was convicted in are transportation to engage in prostitution.
But it is a mixed verdict, if you will.
The sex trafficking and racketeering, he's not guilty. Those ones, I think, are more serious.
The Mann Act, these charges, these were the easiest for prosecutors to prove, the lowest hanging fruit, merely required showing that state lines were crossed for the purpose to engage in prostitution. We saw a lot of evidence on these charges. Did not have that element, Laura, of force, fraud, or coercion. And this carries the lightest sentence of these charges. It is a maximum of 10 years. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, when you're talking about maximums aren't the rule. They are the exception. They're for the most exceptional and severe
cases.
Of so now you're talking about a sentence that's potentially in the longer range with time served because he's been behind bars. The fact that these sex trafficking charges, specifically with respect to Cassie Ventura, means that the jury was convinced by the defense, at least with respect to reasonable doubt, that the commercial sex, i.e. the freak-offs, were not connected to some of this violence, that there was not that force, fraud, or coercion coercion element. That is by far, from a penalty perspective, the most serious. It carried a 15-year minimum. So that is a huge distinction.
So that's a win.
This is the best-case scenario, in my view, for the defense. A lot of us opined yesterday that when the jury asked for a readback of Cassie Ventura and Daniel Phillips, one of the escorts' testimony, that that read perhaps negatively for the defense. The jury was digging in to see if there was that force, fraud, or coercion. Clearly, it went the other way.
And, it's interesting.
So that means that the defense did their job in saying, hey, the freak-offs were just fucking people fucking. That's all it was. And obviously they were successful in proving that. And that all of that, I mean, the argument was made that the racketeering conspiracy and the sex trafficking, not so. And the jury bought it.
Running guns. Now, federal prosecutors have used a far more expansive view of racketeering, especially in recent years in SDNY, right? Because
Absolutely. They
want to bring in all of the worst evidence. They want to stretch back the material decades ago. And so you've talked about how it allows them to tell a full story. Well, it turns out doing that in this case did not fulfill what the prosecutors had hoped, because obviously they have now cleared him. They have acquitted him of that top charge of racketeering. They have acquitted him of two other charges of using force and fraud to despite having that video, right, Misty? We talked about that video being so damning for him, where you see him on tape pulling Cassie Ventura by the hair. You see him stomping on her. The jury heard evidence that he actually paid money to a security guard to bury that video, paid him in a paper bag, and yet it wasn't enough.
It was not enough. So when it comes to the sex trafficking, yesterday, the jury asked for the readback with respect to the testimony aligned perfectly to what prosecutors and their closing argument said were three very obvious instances of sex trafficking, because they did not have to find that it was hundreds of times.
We need to talk a little bit about how Eric Zane, the Nostradamus of the podcast world, essentially, I was 100% right about the exoneration. Wow, look at her. Holy moly. I am 100% accurate. Easy, we see you, but not the video. Really? It looks on my end like you can see it. I don't know why that is. I don't know why you can't see that video. That's remarkable. Maybe it's something on NBC's end. Because I'm looking right now at what you should be seeing. Is it just a black screen? I don't know. Fuck it. Anyway, that is a huge win for Diddy. And now, I don't know what happens next. I think what you ultimately do if you're Diddy is you wait for the sentencing on the two things you were convicted of, which I would doubt that he will spend any time locked away. And if that is the case, his next job is to do nothing. What is his net worth? Diddy net worth. Because he's no doubt spent a lot of money in defending himself. All right. In 2025, he's estimated to be worth about $400 million. This is a significant decrease from previous estimates, which had him pegged as a billionaire. This drop is largely attributed to legal battles and loss of lucrative business deals, according to reports from various outlets. Okay, so now you're going to be a free man. You've just had the fight of your life. And you've still got $400 million. I think you just go away, right? But that's not entirely his only option. I mean, we all know how this works in America. You lay low, and the next thing you know, it's forgotten. Like Bill Cosby, right now, he is at the top of the heap. His Q rating is at an all-time high. He's selling out shows everywhere. Bill Cosby did Madison Square Garden last night to a standing ovation. Incredible. When OJ died, he had more people that were in love with him than who despised him. There was probably only a couple dozen people on the planet who gave a shit that he murdered those two people. All Diddy has to do is lay low for a few weeks' time, and he can turn it around. Who spends more on baby oil, Diddy or The Rock? Well, Diddy, by far. Linda says, typically people serve 85% of federal sentences. Yeah, maybe he will get some time. I don't know. But, I mean, he also has $400 million. So there's a possibility he could sidestep that. Cole says, imagine how big of a freak off he's going to celebrate with. Yeah, everybody's going to be having sex at that thing. By the way, Tyler was able to see the video. And he is suggesting that there was user error on the part of you all. I don't know. I have no idea. But nevertheless, in my opinion, this is a big win for Diddy. Thank you to Megan for tipping me off. She sent along a last-minute bit of information saying, EZ, you gotta talk about this. Aram is here talking about another key trial. Linda is on Koberger plea watch. Koberger, I forget his first name. He's the one who slaughtered four kids in their beds. You know, I with some type of weapon, I forgot what it was called, some type of blade. When it comes to slaughters, the fact that he was able to quietly slaughter four people, I mean, this is a stealthy motherfucker, Brian Koberger. Think about it. Like, if you slaughter somebody, there's going to be some noise involved. This was like assassin level shit. To slaughter one, not a peep. Next person, slaughter fest, you're slaughtered. Three, hey, welcome to Slaughterville. Boom. And then four, you've been dreaming away, but while you've been dreaming, I've been slaughtering. And then slaughters them. This animal is taking a plea. In case you missed out on this story, he has agreed to a plea where he, I killed these people. But in the plea, supposedly what I'm learning is that he does not have to, like, explain himself. Which, I don't know if I'd want that even. I mean, people are like, we got to know the motivation. It's like, I wouldn't want it, you know. I wouldn't. And another thing, I think people need to start getting out of the habit of when there's like a slaughter fest to like go to the trial. You gotta get past, you gotta not do that. If I'm like a family member of those four, I don't want to have to sit through that and gruesome pictures and gruesome details about your loved one. I'd just say, fuck it, I'm not going. Cole with a great point. He's a psycho. That's the motivation. That's all you need to know. He's absolutely. I couldn't agree more. David says, I'm not up to speed on this story. Summary, please. I know you are up to speed on it. This was the four college kids, 20, 21 years old, beautiful people, sleeping in their beds, in their whatever living arrangement they had at their college in Idaho. And this wacko somehow got into where they were sleeping, doesn't know them, and just kills them. Four randos. Absolutely unbelievable. So now he's going to take a plea. He'll be locked up forever. And then somebody made the point yesterday, I think it was Linda, that we can only hope that prison justice for that motherfucker when it's all said and done. Mm. You ever get that last drink of coffee and it's got little bits of coffee in it? That's a bad vibe. All right. God, I was going to talk. Today is one of those days where I'm kind of like going in like five different directions. Let's get to a preview of who are these free beers. As David says, damn, thanks for the update. I was not aware of this story. I cannot believe that. You're really in touch with shit. I cannot believe that this has left your brain. The Brian Koberger four Iowa co-ed murders. We will review Who Are These Free Beers, episode number 60, right now, or preview it, I should say. The show happens at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Patreon. Go to Patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can sign up for 7 days free. I just had another person sign up for 7 days free. Thank you so much too. That would be Landon Moorhead. Thank you, Landon. Thank you to Madison Pace, by the way, who upgraded from tier one to tier two. I appreciate that. All right. So on this edition of Who Are These Free Beers, we don't have any material from this week to review because the gang is off on a well-deserved time away. They have been burning the candle at both ends, and God damn it, they need time off. Good news, I always work months behind. Like, the shit I'm pulling right now is from late April, early May. I'll listen to these shows. I hear the things that I need to hear. And then I will, I'll timestamp them. I'll write it down. I'll pull the audio and then start building my little files, my collections, if you will. Which, by the way, I'm establishing a brand new collection. There's a couple of them that are kind of, they don't happen that often. So I have to slowly build the collection of these clips over time. They just don't happen that often. And one of the things that I have, this is only three clips and it's only 5.5 seconds, but it is the beginning of a supercut. All supercuts have to start out small at first. And our pal Freebeer loves to sing.
Vodka shots! I don't want to be here for this. Hot beans, vodka shots. I don't want to be here for this. Hot beans five.
He had a operatic style, I guess, with those. He sounds like a guy who would be singing show tunes. And it sounds goddamn awful.
Vodka shots. I don't want to be here for this. Hot beans five.
Bob says that was loud. What was loud?
Vodka shots. I don't want to be here for this. Hot beans five.
Alan says his singing lessons are paying off. Yeah, I guess the nose knows that he likes singing show tunes. So she got him like a singing lesson, which it just sounds so fucking stupid to me. God damn. She always tries to like tap into things that he likes, which I guess makes sense, but it just always seems so much like a try hard moment. He likes playing basketball, so she got him a basketball with a computer in it. And it like you like plug a plug into the basketball, and it tells you how shitty you are. Tophis says, Jesus Christ, the more you play it, the more I want to punch him.
Vodka shot! Vodka shot! Vodka shot! I don't want to be here for this. Hot beats five! Vodka shot! I don't want to be here for this. Hot beats five! Hot beats five! Vodka shot! I don't want... Hot beats five! Hot beats five!
I also have this moment that we need to get into. Free Beer asked Steve a question about his parents getting a divorce. I don't know why, but Greg really thinks that's funny. Like, he used to bust my chops about my mom and dad getting a divorce all the time. And I was like, what a weird thing to use as comedy. So he always does that to Steve now, because Steve's parents were divorced. And Steve was older when they got divorced. I think he was a teenager, like 15, 16 years old. And I'm pretty sure it fucked him up, because he talks about how he had to get like intensive mental health help, because... He talks about this on the show. Something I'm not talking out of school, that he's so upset because his daddy wasn't there, that he's very upset about that. So I can understand that. But Greg likes bringing that these awful jokes up to him, and Steve never responds well. Like, this is how Steve responds.
What makes you saddest? The fact that your parents got divorced, or you never even got a stepdad out of it?
So that's really awkward. One more time.
What makes you saddest? The fact that your parents got divorced, or you never even got a stepdad out of it?
Okay, now that's not the first time Steve's felt badly about one of Greg's jokes when it comes to his mom and dad splitting. But guys, it's okay. Greg fixes it.
What makes you saddest? The fact that your parents got divorced, or you never even got a stepdad out of it? I'm just kidding.
He's just kidding. I'm just kidding. Oh. Holy shit. I feel bad for Steve in that regard. David says, wow, what a question. Maureen says, well, Greg's a dick for saying that. I wouldn't respond either. No, you don't understand. It wasn't that bad, because, you know, this part.
I'm just kidding.
If you'd say you're just kidding, it's, you know.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
So there you go. Cole says, have Freebeer's kids gotten a stepdad yet? Well, that's true. You know, you think that he would be a little bit more sensitive to that, because he has fucked up his kids with his divorce. Anybody who thinks that when mom and dad get divorced, like, let's say you have a scenario where you have a mom and a dad, and they get divorced. Don't kid yourself into thinking that the kids don't have a problem with it. They're always very sad. They would love their mom and their dad to be with them at all times. Now, I get it. Sometimes that happens. It doesn't make you a bad person if you get a divorce. But no matter what you say or do, no matter how great the stepmom is or the stepdad is, it still leaves a mark. It is a very damaging thing. It's very, very, very sad. Tophis says, is Steve getting a divorce? Now, what would lead you to believe that? Tophis adds, remember when Steve flipped out when someone in the next room was making a bunch of noise? Hold on a second. Phone call. Oh, they hung up. I hope then pray to fake Jesus that Steve flips out on free beer. Yeah, I don't know if that'll ever happen.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Jeremy says he should ask his kids, what makes you happiest, that your mom and dad hate each other or that you have a stepdad now? David in Hudsonville says, I'm just kidding. Always fixes any dumb question or statement. David says, according to Freebeer. Murder lover Linda says, thanks, EZ. Well, I mean, it's just... The only time I think that an exception could be made is if they don't know the dad or the mom. It's just not fun. Again, I understand. Sometimes let the ends justify the means, but... Cole says divorce messes the kids up almost as bad as Chicago gangs. Yeah, Chicago gangs might be the worst of all time. All right. Today, 6 p.m., Ben Glaze, EZ. We have another edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Followed by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I heard from Stu McAllister. And I have been announcing on Big 101.3, we've been promoting the, what is the name of that comic who's going to be in town? Jim Gaffigan is coming to Grand Rapids. On the radio, though, I say, hey, Big 101.3 is bringing you Jim Gaffigan with special opening act Stu McAllister. Now, I do that all the time. Louis C.K. is going to be at DeVos for two nights. I do the same thing, but I say Ben Glaze. Ben Glaze opens up each of the Louis C.K. shows coming to Grand Rapids at DeVos Hall. I even go so far as to say, swear to God, the Allegan County Fair coming up in September, they're actually having a comedy night on Friday, the Friday of the fair, with Jeff Dunham and Gabriel Iglesias. But on the radio, I announce, ladies and gentlemen, triple threat comedy show. Greg Neuenfeld opens up his passive-aggressive tour. His passive-aggressive tour comes to West Michigan. And then he's going to hand it off to Jeff Dunham, who hands it off to Gabriel Iglesias. I always announce those shows that way, just to see if anybody notices. And most of the time, no one does. I say the craziest shit on the radio. That is not true. I've been announcing for years that Bill Simonson, huge from the Huge Show, hosts a Saturday night disco swing dance party at the local gay bar. And the latest thing I say is Billy Simonson, Saturday night disco swing dance party at Rumors, 10 p.m. start, thong check at 9. Show Billy your thong, you get half off admission. And don't forget, it's always a charitable event as Billy's kissing booth for kids charities is open. Plop down a couple of bucks and Billy will plant a smacker on you. All of the money goes to children's charities. There is no charity. There is no dance party. Billy is not at the gay bar. I just say it, and no one notices. I can count on one hand the times that people have said, hey, what? So yesterday was one of those times because I promoted Stu McAllister live in concert, opening up for Jim Gaffigan. Well, I got this text from Stu. So I'm opening up for Gaffigan. That's going to be a big show for you, Stu. Did you hear about it or did someone tell you about it? And he's referring to a friend of his named Jamie. It's a lady. Used to live with him. I think they're just like kind of pals now. Might have been a romantic interest at one point, but now it's kind of like, eh. Jamie did. She thought it was real. She's going to kill you. Now, I had forgotten who this chick is. Who is Jamie? He says, the lady who used to live with me. Oh, yes. Gotcha. Does she live in the area now? I thought she moved away. Then I said, Ben Glaze is opening up for Louie. Free Beer is opening up for Jeff Dunham and Fluffy Iglesias. No, Jamie came into town tonight. I'm having a procedure done tomorrow, and she's my ride. Yeah? Well, good luck with that. I hope everything goes okay. It's probably going to make you a lot more F rhymes with baggy. He wrote, camera up the old dick hole. Then he told me that he told jokes one more time. I see a picture of Stu telling jokes, and he's got like a piece of paper in his hand on his Instagram. I hope to God he didn't have that piece of paper in his hand when he was on stage, because there is nothing worse than a comedian who needs like a cheat sheet. I said, perfect preparation for your show at Van Andel Arena. How about the fact that we can stick a camera up your pee hole now? I mean, that's been like that for a long time. The fact that something so small, it can go right up your pee hole, which, by the way, my hands are tingling just saying that. And they can get a good look as to what the hell is going on with you. Barefoot Megan is here. She says you can stick a lot of things up your pee hole. Well, all right, but I don't want to know them. Megan arrived at the house with her puppy dog the other day and her hubby, and no shoes on. Like, what are you doing? Good grief. Go put your shoes on. You can't be at my front door with no shoes. You know it, and you know exactly what you're doing. I'm a huge fan of human feet. They make me like want to stare. It's not even sexual either. Well, it's a little sexual, but not with you. Yeah, you can't walk around me with your tootsies out. I'm really aggressively into human feet. All right. Anyway, thank you to Stu McAllister. I hope he's doing okay. I'd call him right now, but he's probably under sedation. All right. So big day planned today with our world famous. Who are these? Free beers followed by the world famous Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. If you are on Patreon, and some of you like Derek D, he said to me, he goes, yeah, I'm not going to join the Zoom. That's just not my thing. It's like, I think you're missing out here. All right. This is such a judgment-free zone here. It is such a good time on the Zoom. Like, these people are all from different walks of life, and we're all kind of like pals. And the people on the Zoom have developed, like, character traits. And it's kind of like the character traits of the people on the Zoom carry the show, you know? It's really great. So if you are on Patreon, tier two, that is, which is $10 a month, I provide for you a Zoom link before the show gets started. I post it, click on it, and then it'll take you in there. Some of you are like nervous Nellies and anxious little fuckers. Like, who was it? Nick in Grand Rapids reached out, and he joined us last week. He's known as Clown of Carnage on Twitch. And he was like, yeah, I'm here. But, oh, man, I don't know. This is, I was really anxious about this. I didn't know what was going to happen. We're just here riffing, fucker. Quit being a fucking pussy. He says, he's right here. He says, yeah, it was fun. See, why do you young people got to stop looking into your very detrimental crystal balls of doom and gloom. And like, oh, yeah, but what people are going to think shit about me. They're going to judge me. Quit that, you fuck. God damn. Tyler says, how many Zoom people do you have typically? On a good day, 15. Sometimes half of that. Just depends. Lately, we've had a lot of people in there. But yeah, if you're on there, you can be part of it. I think it's fun. You know, the craziest shit happens. Like, I don't know if it was last week or the week before. Just as we were getting started, Pooh Bear reaches out to me and says, "Oh no, the dog got out." So I had to drop everything, and like everybody was still on the Zoom chatting, and I don't even know what happened. I mean, I'm not going to go back and watch that shit. And then I had to leave and run over to the next cul-de-sac, to the Wittens and the Beaupre's, and get O'Neill was in the Beaupre's backyard. And it was all Pooh Bear's fault. And that was the one where I said, I go, why? I mean, what the hell? And she typically, if I in any way, like if she let, if the dog gets away, if I let the dog out and the dog gets away, and then Pooh Bear says, what the hell? What are you doing? You know what my response is going to be? Not the right thing. Yeah, I fucked up. I'm so sorry. You know, I got to do better. That is my response. If Pooh Bear does that, and I go, hey, what the fuck? She's going to go, you do it too. You do it. You do the same thing. I go, I know. And when I do, you know what I do? I own it. Murder lover Linda says, we all showed our feet, EZ. You missed it. God, I love feet so much. Alan says, Maureen and Linda were running a train on Ben. Come on now. Jeremy says, you know what else happens? Maureen says the N-word constantly. Bobcats explode head gaskets. Ben poops his pants. The Zooms are awesome. Maureen says she'll be back tonight. Patreon, Zoom. The Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I've gotten a lot of feedback about John Buchanan / Jamingo. Make no mistake. John is subhuman. All right? Kate is subhuman. I talked to him yesterday and then put up with his bullshit. Let him punch himself out. He can say or do nothing. But these are awful, horrible human beings. Okay, the worst that exists. And I'm not, no hyperbole. These are ugly, ugly souls who deserve the absolute worst that life can bring them. All you need to do is look at the title of any one of John's shows. And you will see just how awful of people that they are. What has been cultivated in their brains, the level of disgusting things that come out of them. And that's coming from me. You know, when I say shit, you know I'm fucking around. But these are bigoted, horrible, awful people. Make no mistake about it. There was a moment, though, when during that, I heard from Megan, and she hadn't listened to the whole thing. And she thought that I was, like, making friends with those people or some shit. And she's like, hey, what the fuck? I'm like, no. And then she goes, no, wait a minute. Hold on. I need to keep listening. Because I eventually came around and said, yeah, these are fucking morons. These are stupid, stupid people. Megan says they also don't understand the meaning of the word doxing. I like how John in particular said, yeah, if you sick your dogs after Kate, I'm going to go to the school's website where your wife works or their Facebook page and try to get her fired. It's like, well, look, dude, first of all, I do a lot for the school, and they're well aware of me. And it's been that way for 20 years. You know, I've been here for a long, long time. They're well aware of what I'm capable of and what I do. It's still not nearly even a fraction of the debilitating comments that you guys make. I mean, if, like I say to him, you're a goddamn racist. You're a bigot. You're a homophobe. You're this, you're that. And he says, no, I am not. I go, well, then what's the big deal about the people knowing what Kate does, considering the fact that her husband is a public servant? You should not be concerned about that because you're so not a racist. You shouldn't have any concern. Why is that a big deal? Now, truth be told, I don't want to have to say, yeah, because John is on my show yesterday saying that he's going to do this. So, I mean, him just saying that, which I pointed out to him, which I think he's too dumb to understand. John, you just tipping everybody off and saying that you're going to establish a troll campaign to try to smear the reputation of myself and my beloved wife. That's all I need if somebody comes up to me and says, hey, what's going on? If I do have to answer anything, yeah, I go, yeah, this is what it is. This guy is going out of his way. I mean, go ahead and take a listen to anything that I do. Everybody knows that I am absolutely not anything that you are. So don't get the idea that anything that I say or do is in any way devastating. Now, do I want anybody to go ahead and fuck with Kate? I still don't want to have to answer to it because it's a pain in the ass, but easily defeated. But no, I don't want anybody to go and harass Kate. So I'm asking you not to, the Tophuses of the world. Let's just keep it here. But it is funny to me that she is so sensitive as to who hears her show. It's like you're rolling the dice based on the level of hatred and vile commentary that comes out of this show. Your show, you're doing it. And no, what I did is not doxing. All right. Doxing is a much more involved process, and that's not it. So, fuck off. Bob says, did they mix up doxing and docking? Jeremy says, I went back and listened to some of the shows around the Exodus. Those people are fucking insane. Tophus says, I said way worse about that piece of shit. Stupid fuck, thinking he's banned, but he's not. That's the thing with these twats. They say all of this terrible stuff, but they are the most frail fucking losers. Megan says, this has been a concern of Kate's slash their show for a while. To have that very low level of anxiety sounds like a dream. I'd be thinking about people finding out every single second. So when I show up and I reference it, they're like, oh, you got to understand. I mean, I say that the show is absolutely kicking ass and better than mine, but it isn't. I mean, not like I'm setting the world on fire, but there are about 10 people that listen. And it's the same people every single show. Not that I don't have the same people every single show, but I mean, if you're sitting there in an echo chamber, you're only going to attract a certain number of people. And the show is not growing in any way. The idea is often floated, well, EZ, you're in an echo chamber. The fuck I am. I have as many people that are on the other side of the political spectrum as they are on my side. Well, and I like to credit myself. That's right. I'm crediting myself. I'm not on a side. I'm not on any side. I've never been on a side, you asshole. Chris says, did you ever hear the AI Eric do the intro to that shit show? No. Alan says, I just listened to the Patreon after the Exodus. That was dark as hell. I don't recall. Rebecca says, if they're worried about people hearing the content of their podcast, perhaps they should sit back and reflect on the words coming out of their mouths. Exactly. I like to think of myself as being a show where if I did anything that's too far out of line or actually real, there's no way you people would be here. All right. So that's my follow-up to that doofus. Jeremy writes, easy, I just listened yesterday to the clip, go suck a big black dick, Eric. You know you want to. Legendary. Legendary.
Go suck a big black dick, Eric. I know you want to.
What is that episode again? 892, I think. Yeah, no, I'm sorry, 862. That was my big going away party for the former Zaniacs. And I love how John is like, oh, man, I got these great people. You hand-delivered these great people to me. It's like, dude, so what? So you got 10 listeners. That's so great. Congratulations. It's the same 10 people now as it was 3 years ago. I've had to get a number of my audience up to speed as to who you are because they don't know the history because I've brought them in since then. You're not going to find any new listeners to your show. You're not doing a good job at actually cultivating new audience. I don't think you know how to do that. Jeremy says, episode 862, you did a free Patreon, Ask Me Anything, and Andrea called you. Rebecca says, I've always wondered why she thought that was an insult. Why does it matter if anyone wants to suck a big black dick? Well, you got to understand. This is from... She's from Cedar Springs. Okay. All right. That is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.